crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Karen Reid murder retrial challenges evidence in Boston officer John O'Keefe's death case. Table of contents, details of the incident and initial trial, new developments in the retrial, key testimonies and evidence presented, legal implications and potential sentencing, community and institutional reactions. The retrial of Karen Reid, charged with the second-degree murder and related offenses in the January 2022 death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, has resumed in May 2025 amid renewed scrutiny and debate over the true circumstances of the incident. As testimony unfolds, the case reveals conflicting accounts. Prosecutors assert Reid deliberately struck O'Keefe with her vehicle following a dispute, while the defense maintains he was attacked at home after Reid left him there. This second trial follows a 2024 mistrial and includes new investigative personnel, expanded defense teams, and expert witnesses, all contributing to a complex and closely watched legal proceeding with potential life imprisonment at stake for Reid. Details of the incident and initial trial. The case centers on the death of Officer John O'Keefe, who was involved in an altercation with Karen Reid in January 2022. Prosecutors allege that following a dispute, Reid intentionally struck Officer O'Keefe with her vehicle. This claim is supported by witness testimonies and forensic evidence presented during the initial trial in 2024. However, the trial ended in a mistrial due to a deadlocked jury, highlighting the contentious nature of the evidence and differing interpretations of the events leading to O'Keefe's death. New developments in the retrial. The 2025 retrial introduces significant changes from the first proceeding. A new team of investigators has revisited the case, analyzing physical evidence and reviewing witness statements with fresh perspectives. The defense has expanded its legal team and brought in expert witnesses to challenge the prosecution's narrative. Notably, the defense argues that Officer O'Keefe was physically attacked in his residence after Karen Reid had left, which they claim is supported by medical and forensic evaluations indicating the timing and nature of his injuries. Key testimonies and evidence presented. Throughout the retrial, multiple witnesses have given conflicting accounts. Prosecutors emphasize statements suggesting premeditation and recklessness by Reid, while the defense focuses on discrepancies and alternative explanations for O'Keefe's injuries. Expert testimony includes forensic analysis of vehicle damage, injury timing, and toxicology reports that bear on the sequence of events. The complexity of the evidence has made it difficult for jurors to reach consensus. Legal implications and potential sentencing. If convicted of second-degree murder, Karen Reid faces a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. The weight of this potential punishment underscores the importance of the retrial's outcome. Legal experts have noted that the case raises broader questions about officer-involved incidents and the standards required to prove intent beyond a reasonable doubt in homicide cases involving law enforcement personnel. Community and institutional reactions. The case has attracted significant attention from both the local community and law enforcement organizations. Public response has been mixed, with some advocating for justice on behalf of Officer O'Keefe, while others call for a careful and fair examination of all evidence to ensure a just verdict. Boston Police Department has expressed condolences to O'Keefe's family and reiterated its commitment to transparency throughout the legal process. The retrial of Karen Reid continues to be a pivotal legal proceeding, marked by intricate evidence and diverging testimonies. As the case unfolds, it not only determines the fate of Reid, who faces a possible life sentence, but also highlights critical issues concerning accountability and justice in incidents involving law enforcement officers. With the community and legal experts closely monitoring the trial, the final verdict will carry significant implications for all parties involved, emphasizing the necessity for a thorough and impartial evaluation of the facts presented.